Hey.
Hey, welcome to
Find a therapist. I should have let you had it saved by yourself. I always steal the find a therapist title.
No.
Okay.
It's totally okay.
I understand. All right. Today, we were like, we're going to talk about burnout again. Then we realized we already did that. So, you know, we're just constantly burned out. So we decided that we're going to talk about like basically romanticizing your life and like how to make your life more exciting. Because clearly we're masters at that.
So good. Also, I just want to add that I'm drinking a matcha. I just thought everyone should know.
I would like everyone else to know too that the tripod we're currently using is my empty matcha.
Yeah, so I apologize for the angle of this video if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening though.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Yeah.
We should do, I want you guys to tell us how you are. Yeah. I don't know how that'll work. Like, either comment it in the
Give
section of the YouTube
a
video.
Review on Apple Podcasts and just let us know how you are. Use it as your diary and we'll read it. And Yeah.
Hope everyone's good. Anyways, how do we begin this episode without repeating ourselves from...
Well, I feel like I should discuss right now why I'm so burnt out as to like why we're like, I need to romanticize my life a little bit. Because I think when you're a student, especially an art student, you every day tends to be the same and you're constantly feel like you're having to do work. And so eventually you just explode. And I'm in a major burnout right now because all I want is summertime. Like summer is so close. I have basically one week left and I'm just like, it's kind of like senioritis, but I'm not a senior at all. And I'm just like, please, like I want to be done. So I'm super burnt out. And like, all I want to do is like go have fun, go to theme parks, go to concerts, but I'm like, have all this work. So I'm like, instead of dying over work, I need to start doing little things where I'm like, yeah, like, okay, maybe life is good. And not just me drawing pictures of peacocks. Oh, I'm literally so serious. Like, that's all I've been doing for the past, like, 3 weeks.
I think... Yeah. Sorry, I was really far away from the microphone. I think that as far as romanticizing life goes, a part of it is not even realistic because I think a lot of people portray that on social media. It's become a big trend to, like, romanticize your life.
That girl.
Yeah, that whole
kind
thing.
Kind of that thing, yeah.
But it's not even, are they actually enjoying life? Or is it just...
a facade.
Is it for Instagram? Is it for TikTok? You know what I'm saying? Because little videos can only capture so much.
And it's like edited.
Yeah, it's edited. Yeah. And so I feel like don't get it confused. Because a lot of times what you see on like TikTok and Instagram... of like everyone's little routines and daily lives is so far from the truth. Yeah. But we want to give some insight on like, not that we have any because we're going through it ourselves, but some, it's not even romantic.
What we do. Yeah. Like as an actual human being.
Yeah.
What is something you can actually do that's realistic?
Yeah. Realistic wise, not just for the socials.
The social media. I actually am like, if... obviously, no one listening to this is probably... maybe you are, actually. It's a pretty popular genre on TikTok to be, like, perfect and, like, I don't know, super productive or whatever. I would actually really love to see someone who posts like that, like, what their life is actually like. Because I know it's not that. It'd be so interesting to see, though, like, okay, what are you exaggerating for a TikTok and what do you actually do? Because I look at those and I'm like, like... there's no way they actually live their life.
No way. Also, if they did, they'd get burnout.
Right? Yeah. Like, I'm so curious about it. Like, I feel like it'd be so interesting to see someone, like, actually talk about that because, like, someone who's in it. Yeah. But anyways,
I think also something I've noticed is it's not even burnout. I guess it's similar, but I feel like life gets boring. Does that sound weird?
Yeah, that's me
or really
right now.
Awful to say out loud, but that's what I've been feeling recently.
It's the merry-go-round.
Like, it's just
it just
a
feels
constant,
like the same.
Yeah.
No, I really relate to that. That's like me right now with school. Like, it just feels like the same thing. And there's nothing really exciting.
Yeah. Something I've been trying to do is finding things. Because, not going to lie, through quarantine, you know, everyone was in this, like, let me find little hobbies that I love to do. Painting. So, like, I found little things like that. But I got bored of them. So, I had to, like, rediscover little things that I enjoy doing in my day-to-day. Because... it's been 2 years.
Ew.
And
yeah, it has been 2 years.
These 2 years I've been on at school online.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people went back to like going to high school or going to college. But for me, like I chose this. It's not like I'm not trying to complain. Yeah. But I'm just saying as far as like my day to day, like having fun things to do, it was a challenge to discover like new little hobbies that I can do.
Yeah. No, I feel that because when quarantine had first started, I was like, oh, I finally have time to like do all these art things that I always wanted to do but never had time because of like high school. And so it was the same thing though where I eventually got bored of it because like, I don't know, it's like when you spend all this money to start a new hobby and then you drop it after like a week. And I went through lots of phases. It was crocheting and then sewing. I had that phase and painting and whatever. And I also like had to again be like, what out of those things do I want to actually do again? And like, I need to actually make an effort to find more things. So like,
there's endless things.
Oh yeah. And it's crazy. Like I've gotten back into painting. I had to force myself to though, like literally force myself. I had to make it my assignment. Cause I was like, I know I want to, but I was just like, I can't be bothered to go sit down, but doing it, like getting out of my room to paint somewhere else.
No, getting yourself to do, even if it's something I realized, even if I want to do something, to like actually begin to do it is a process.
It's getting into doing it.
And I don't know why.
It's because once you're doing it, it's fine.
Yeah, but it's like to get there. It's like, like this, I've been going on walks, which I'm going to talk about later for the hyperfixation.
Oh my God,
teaser. But I'm like, want to go, but like the thought of like, oh, I have to like go and change out of my pajamas and like do all this, which is not even doing a lot. I'm being dramatic, but like in my head, it's like, ugh.
It's like a process.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, at least, like stuff like that, like the gym when I was going like every morning, it was kind of like you have to like no brainer and just like get up and start getting ready without thinking about it too much. Cause then once you're already there, it's like, oh, I guess I gotta go in. But like, even like going to the grocery store, I'd be like, okay, we're just gonna get in the car and like don't think about it. Cause when I think about it too much, I'm like, oh, wait, but that drive there, like, oh, I have to go through so many streets to get. I literally will think about that. And like, then I'm like, oh, I'm good.
That's me with like everything.
Yeah.
Recently. Like, I'm like, ugh, unless it's something I'm super excited for.
Yeah.
I will, even if I am, to be honest, I'm like, ugh, like, there's so much to do. Which is not a lot. It's not like I actually have so much to do. It's just my brain.
But. No, I feel that. I really feel that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I do in my life right now to...
Cry? Well, I was saying me, personally.
Oh, period. I've been going through a little bit of a sad girl moment, but for no reason, really. I think it's just I want it to be summer so badly, and I can't get through school right now. So, like, I just will listen to, like, really slow music. I'm just like, just calm down. It's okay. But like, I'm literally doing absolutely nothing to make my life more interesting. I've been going to a lot of concerts recently, but I almost feel like that's stressing me out more, like on top of already being stressed for some reason. So I don't know. I feel like I need to start like doing walks, you know, stuff like that.
I'm gonna drag you with me.
Yeah. Or like, oh my God. I go through such weird burnouts and then I'll go through like super productive phases.
No, same. I was in my productive phase about a month ago.
Yeah.
And same. Then I burnt myself out and I'm now in my...
Yeah.
I'm bored, but I also don't really have much energy to, like, do anything.
Yeah. Actually, my way of coping, I just remembered, with my no fun stuff in life, I think I had realized when I had... This is so bad. And this is such a bad way to cope with things.
All right.
Buying stuff.
Oh, love her.
Having packages to look forward to. Dude, and I was like, you know what? That's why something is missing. It's because I haven't bought stuff. So I accidentally, because I needed to buy clothes anyways, because we have a friend coming. And like, obviously, like we're going to go and basically be tourists in Orlando for the first time, really, for me. And so I was like, I need to dress like a tourist. Like, I want to go all out, you know? So I was like, I need to buy like a swimsuit and like, you know, comfy theme park clothes. So I was like, that's what I need to buy. And I accidentally ended up buying too much clothes. Like too much clothes. Because I was just like bored and not really counting up the price. And I just kept pressing checkout until I was like $500 deep. And then I was like, oops.
Girl,
same. But now I'm excited for my clothing to show up.
Yeah, I've been buying. I actually have not, because we do have a friend coming.
Yeah.
So I have this weird thing, which I know it's a universal experience because I see it on TikTok all the time. Whenever I have an event, which is not even, like, my friend's coming to town. Like, I'm staying my ass home, right?
Yeah.
But why do I feel the need to, like, get a new wardrobe? Like,
I know.
Also, not even just get a new wardrobe. I'm organizing my entire closet.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's not even that it wasn't organized. Right. Sorry, we had to, like, restart the camera.
We ran out of storage. It's not even that
my closet is unorganized. It's right. The thing is, like, I feel the need to reinvent myself and feel put together before
right.
an occasion.
Right.
And my way of getting there is buying new clothes or, like, organizing things.
Yeah.
And, like, I need to stop saying, like, but redoing my room or doing things that I could have done 6 months ago, but because my friend is coming to right. town, for some reason, it's just an obligation. It's a yeah. chore. I have to do it.
I've become the exact same, though, where I want to get a new outfit for every event in my life. Like, it could even be, like, we decide we're going to go out to dinner one night or something, and I'm like, okay, then we're going to have multiple friends there. I got to get a new outfit. And I literally swear to God, it is the Harry Styles Love on Tour effect, where ever since then I realized how fun dressing up is, and I have reverted back to a childlike mind where I want to wear sparkly dresses whenever I get the chance, and I'm gonna buy a new one every time.
Wear them every day.
Yeah, like, it's so fun to dress up. And so I'm the same with our friend coming. I'm like, well, when am I gonna get to go to Disney World with her again? So I gotta dress up for these pics that we're gonna take.
It's not even just that. I just feel, we're talking about romanticizing life. That's one yeah. of the things I do, to be honest.
Yeah.
Is clothing and reorganizing things as yeah. well.
Yeah.
But it's not period. Even, if someone were to look at my closet, right? You know, it's not messy, but
yeah.
they wouldn't understand. Like, in my head, I know exactly where everything is. Even if yeah. it's not organized on the outside,
mm-hmm.
to me,
you know where it
in
is.
In my heart, yes. Yeah. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's how it has to be.
Yeah. I actually love redoing my closet. I wish I could right now, but mine is so bad right now.
I throw out so much. Even from, like, it's crazy because my mother doesn't understand
mm.
that, you know, a year can pass and you, like, don't like this a certain item yeah. of clothing anymore. She's like, you bought that literally a year ago. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah. You've grown I've out
evolved.
Of it.
I've evolved. And she doesn't get it.
No, I get that. I can buy something, like, 2 months before, and then I'm like, it's crazy. Like, I wouldn't buy that now. Like, mm-hmm. I was actually thinking about this. I was in my closet because I was, like, stressed. I was like, my closet's overflowing right now because it's really small and I just buy too much clothes. And I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, okay, if my closet was a store right now, what in here would I actually buy? Mm-hmm. And I was like, period. The last two things I bought. Like, that'd be it.
Literally.
Like, it's so weird. I was like, wow. It's like.
That's healthy, though, because it means you're growing.
That's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. We're always evolving. I love that.
Never ending.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Yeah. Sometimes I get excited to think, like, I wonder what next year at this time I'll be doing.
Right? I think about that too. Especially when you think about how much happens in a year.
So much.
Like, we'll be
21.
21, turning 22, and we'll be almost done with college.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll have, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be like, really kind close. Of done.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Yeah, I like to think about what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Am I going to be Charlie D'Amelio?
The world. Guys,
the world yes. will never know.
Just manifest it.
We're going to I'm going to manifest that. I'm also on the top of manifestation. You guys can all cover your ears. I'm manifesting pit tickets for Harry Styles. I just had to put it out there. Anyways, it's period.
All over my For You page today. Everyone got, well, some everyone people who's got doing, pre-sale. Yeah,
the people with American Express cards. Grr. Bark, bark.
No, I definitely don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Do I? So, I might.
Yeah, if you have an American Express, you can do pre-sale for every show, basically, before everyone else.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't even think we talked about much about romanticizing life.
I just, you know, I haven't learned yet what is the perfect way to romanticize life besides, you know, just getting in your car and taking a little drive, playing some music is nice.
One thing I will say is romanticize it for yourself and not for other people.
Also not for the validation of the internet or anything like that.
Oh, because I do that. Well, yeah. It's not even, here's the thing. my Instagram, someone literally said to me the other day, I have a spam account. I've talked about this several times.
Yas Archive.
Don't request. Won't accept.
You won't get in.
Anyways, I just want to say on there, my life looks very exciting from an outside perspective. Mm-hmm. And I was literally told that by someone I know. And it's funny because you start to crave that, like, oh, like, let me post this because it looks...
Yeah, exciting. It looks... Makes, yeah,
it's like living through something, like living through social media. Mm-hmm. But I don't actually, it's not mm-hmm. real, like,
making your life look really exciting online, even though 10 minutes after that photo you might have just been like, okay.
And it's funny because my spam only has like 35 followers.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm posting on my main. I don't really yeah. care, but yeah. I don't know. My spam is fun because I just feel more
free. Yeah. Your spam is a good time. And I've kept saying that Yaz Archive has to become the main account.
Now they know the name.
Uh-oh. Don't request. Period. You're not getting in. But I'm telling you right now, that is the superior Instagram account. It's just so good. She posts every good photo on there. Sometimes it angers me. I'm like, more people should be seeing this.
Yeah.
Except for 30. Like, what? You're gatekeeping, Yasmin. You're gatekeeping.
It's fun. Yeah. No, it's not fun to gatekeep, but I think it's fun to have it just to like my just little close
friends. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kind of get that.
Right?
Yeah, I should revive my spam account.
It's so much fun.
Or make
fun.
A new one.
It's so fun.
I have boiled frogs, but I just never use
it. But I was trying to say, yeah, make it so that you were, like, even if your phone was thrown in the garbage can, it would still be romanticized. Don't, like, find the value through a phone lens. Even through pictures. Like, it's fun to take pictures, but mm-hmm. sometimes put the phone down.
Yeah.
I'm so guilty of that. I take pictures of literally my bread same. In the morning.
Oh, but, same. I'll take pictures of everything.
Some days I just need to, like, throw it away.
Yeah. I have that really bad problem, though, of, like, I'll put my phone down and then I will look at my home screen and then put it back down. Like,
I click the home screen all day.
Yeah, it's, like, all... I think I spend more time on my home screen than, like... Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm always looking at it. And, like, even now, I'm, like, I'm feeling the need to, like, look at it. And I need to get that box. I've seen that thing on TikTok where you lock your phone in it.
Oh, I need that.
And, like, you could still use it to call for emergencies, but you can't do anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's locked for, like, a specific amount of hours. I need to get that because I'm actually addicted to going on my phone, looking at my TikTok notifications, looking at my Instagram, notifications. I'll look at my Gmail app a lot. Like, all day.
No, why Gmail?
I don't know. I don't know. I just always am, like, scared I'm going to miss an email or something. And you know what I mean? So I just always am looking at notifications because I'm scared I'm going to miss something.
Sometimes I try to wait. I wake up in the morning and I just check to see if any of my family or friends texted me.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'll respond and then I'll put it down. And I try to go downstairs and eat breakfast without my phone to me.
I just can't live without it. It's so bad.
I leave it up there. Or today when I was like outside by the pool, I left my phone like charging inside while I was out there.
You know, we need to bring back iPod shuffles because I always bring my phone around, especially with like in the morning to make food because I always have music playing. But then I have my phone, so I'm going to like be on TikTok at some point.
Yeah, no.
If I had an iPod freaking shuffle, bro, that would be a lifesaver because you can't go on apps on that. You could just play music without...
Yeah, no.
Without the cellular device.
Toxic, but I feel like we gave enough insight, haven't we? Well, not we talked about a variety of things, but
we've talked about a variety.
It's the vibe this week. There's nothing really.
Honestly, I'm just trying to get through school without dying.
Period.
And I'm so close to making through.
I look a mess, so.
I am a mess. I went to a concert last night, so my lungs hurt. My hair is a mess. You know, it's whatever.
Hyperfixation. Mine is a walk.
Yep.
That's all I have to say.
Her walks.
My walks. I've been going on long walks.
I think right now, I feel obligated to say concerts because I've been to a lot in this past week. And I haven't really been to shows. Like, I took a little break from going to concerts for a bit. And then I just started, like, all of my shows are, like, now. Like, this week and next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but it's been fun. I like seeing, like, my concert friends. I really only ever see them when I'm there for shows. But, yeah.
Slay.
That's been my hyperfixation, I guess.
All right.
Slay.
That's it. Wait, what did
you
say?
Oh, if you guys want to follow us on any social medias, you could find us at... Find a Therapist Podcast.
How ironic. Find us at Find a Therapist.
Find us at Find a Therapist podcast, and then Twitter, it's Find a Therapist podcast with two T's. And
that was my matcha.
Yep, that's the matcha. Click clack. Also, you guys should follow us on TikTok. I feel like I'm just gonna start putting that out there. Okay,
we haven't posted on there in a minute.
I know,
we need to start, because I feel like that's our, anyways, end the podcast.
Yeah,
bye guys.
Bye guys, we love you. Kisses. Make sure to put a review on Apple Podcasts on how you're doing. It just be like, hey, this is how my day went, and I'll really appreciate that.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Love you. Kisses.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.